Imagine the hand could trim those strident feathers for flying and rig such flimsy gear to pierce an instant of threatening rain with an arrow of geese. The fingers hooked to the string hold it humming fiddle taut to the ear, and the shoulder surging deflects the bow to a thought's prophecy, and the cosmic archer's crow's foot eyes dispose wild wings to tread the darkness southward. Imagine how in this solitude their beaks shout open defiance to the dark sky, where no star sets course for them, only the tidal pitiless sun commanding them beyond desire or memory towards an unforeknowable target of repose. And each commander, astride the creaking silence, cries out to this pitiful grace of bones and ragged feathers, linked by hook and barb to a crazy Icarus venture. And each obedient peers unamazed at a highly improbable course, great circled in octopus juice on the black air. For each leader's cry strikes on their ears familiar magic. Therefore, these atlas necks are longbows strained to a planet's compulsion. These birds are archer and arrow, artists annihilating will to discover purpose. These wing bones are structured against the gales of Tierra del Fuego, the singing feathers tough enough for that sorrowful region where the horn fractures his beak in the south ice. But they will come to rest short of that passion for no divine reason, dropping down weary some dawn by a lake where wild rice whispers to water.